previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
Having lots of off-air conversations. We haven't seen or chatted to her this year. Correct me if I'm wrong.
I think it's the first time, isn't it?
It's always the first time. When do you get to say compliments or stop saying compliments of the season to a person that you haven't seen this year yet? Is it appropriate?
Denise, I say someone, our fellow presenter and colleague, Daniel Schmidt, said to me the other day, he was like, oh, Happy New Year. I don't know if it's too late. I said, listen, you could wish me a Happy New Year in June. I'll take all the well wishes I can get. Mm-hmm. it doesn't have to be, kind of expiring at a certain point.
Yeah. Well, we haven't seen you. Happy New Year, compliments of the season, Merry Christmas, Happy Easter, all of that stuff.
Same to you.
And Happy Valentine's for tomorrow.
And also, Lee, our fellow colleague is Damien Schmidt.
Oh, Damien Schmidt. I beg your pardon. Thank you very much.
And maybe Happy World Radio Day.
Yes, thank you, Denise.
A very important medium. And I mean, you've been on this medium for a long time, and you've come in and had plenty of conversations with us about this city that we love dearly and so much. Denise Van Hastien from the Nelson Mandela Bay Business Chamber joins us in the studio this morning. Just a quick catch up to find out how things are going. Off air, you sat down and I looked at you and I said to you, yo, Denise, 2026 has kicked off with a bang, and not necessarily in a good way for businesses. What are you expecting? And it's a broad question, but what are you expecting this year to be, 2026? Is it going to be a challenging year for business?
Look, I think we thought last year was challenging, but this is going to be a wild year. It's been wild already, and it's hard to believe we're already in February. And when you look globally, first of all, in terms of the speed at which those changes are coming at us, I mean, it's changed like we've never seen before. And there's been some developments that people may view as positive. So, for example, you've had a Goa where South Africa surprisingly was included. But it's actually a moot point because we still have the 30% liberation tariffs to deal with and the 25% for all. And then you also have this SA-China trade framework agreement that's in the works. But the challenge you have there is that could actually accelerate deindustrialization if you look at the type of products that we do trade with China. They generally send their manufactured products to us and then we send our raw materials. Mm. So we need to make sure that we protect our local manufacturing, because that is under huge threat when you look at the influx of imported vehicles into this market. All these cheaper imports are eroding the share of the local manufacturers. So that's obviously a big issue. And then when you look locally, we started the year 5 days without power in parts of the city.
Yeah.
You know, so we've had water, we've got water management crisis. You know, so there's a lot that we're dealing with, and we're going from crisis to crisis. But I think as a business community, we're getting more and more agile, and you have to shift your orientation as well, because you can get overwhelmed by the negativity. You know, and in crisis, there's always opportunity, and that's what we've got to be looking for.
Oh, spoken in true Denise style, ever the optimist. I was waiting for it. I knew Denise wasn't going to leave us there in the trenches.
The
Denise is going to pull us out with positivity. I love it.
The bay of opportunities. But we'll touch on where the opportunities is a little later on, though.
I know that you're going to say, but you were basically saying there needs to be a paradigm shift.
I mean, it certainly does, as positive as we want to be, Denise, it certainly does feel like a seatbelts on kind of year. And, you know, lots of issues facing local business. What are the key priorities, that being said, for the Business Chamber this year?
So maybe I'll start with the Nelson Mandela Bay Civil Society Coalition. We actually signed a social compact with them. I think it was last week, or was it the week before? Time is blurred. But anyway, we signed.
Civil Association, you
It's
say.
A Civil Society,
Society.
Coalition.
Okay.
And we actually launched a service delivery scorecard where every item was marked red. But I think the good thing is that all the components of civil society, whether you're talking about the nonprofits, the churches, the trade unions, organized business, youth, elderly, everybody has joined forces, and we're all united in that we need service delivery to happen to communities and businesses. Mm-hmm. And I think that is a very positive sign. You need a vibrant, active civil society. So that's the one area we're going to be focusing a lot of time. And then we also have our clusters around the city. We started the year with a mega cluster briefing, and it's actually been quite inspiring to see what all the project's been run and all the initiatives that are being undertaken. And I think the clusters have had are playing a key role in holding the line. You know, this is the most fixable metro. We still believe that. You know, and when you look at what's happening in Joburg, we definitely can turn this metro around. And then electricity is another major focal point, the cost of electricity, the reliability. You know, so that's also where our energy will be. And
then the maintenance of the infrastructure as well.
Exactly. And then the water management crisis, what we've done is we've reignited our adopter school and adopter leak, because 10% of total water losses happen at schools and clinics and so on. So we've already had 12 schools adopted by businesses, and we're obviously looking to grow that as well, so that we can start to help rein in the leaks. You know, obviously there's also a responsibility on the part of the municipal side as well.
Can I please make a special request for, in addition, just to add to your woes, in addition to water and electricity and manufacturing and all of that, for you to also please table crime as a key priority?
Oh,
because
yeah.
I tell you, I heard President Ramaphosa talking about, you know, organized crime and having, you know, deploying our National Defense Force in Gauteng and in the Western Cape. And I didn't hear him speak about the crime in the Eastern Cape. And I was like, hey, Nelson Mandela, or, you know, yeah, Nelson Mandela Bay is voted or ranked the top dangerous city in the country in terms of murder rates. Mm. And I didn't hear anything. So please table that.
No, look, it was very disappointing when I didn't watch the SONA address. It's very long, and I think we're all tired of talking. Mm. But I've been following the coverage that has flowed from it, and very disappointing that Nelson Mandela Bay wasn't included in that, and we need a massive focus on safety and security. But it's from the basics. You need enforcement of municipal regulations right through to the serious crimes. It's a whole culture, and it's enforcement, zero tolerance. That's where we need to go, and everybody needs to play their part. So we do have a safety and security task team, and there's various priorities we're working on there. A big concern for us is vandalism, as an example.
Huge.
And if you look at copper, globally there's an increase in copper prices because of the emergence of all these data centers and so on, and that uses a lot of copper. So that's going to drive that crime up. So we need to have very strong enforcement around it and zero tolerance towards scrapyard dealers that are selling these items and so on, because the source also needs to be addressed.
Mm. Denise, just despite all the global and local headwinds that are currently happening, there's been some much-needed rain in the Nelson Mandela Bay, the rainfall, of course. Are there any green shoots emerging as a result of that?
Yeah, it's very quick.
Look, unfortunately, I think our dam levels are still very low. 43%. But I think what we should be looking at, if we look at the macro kind of indicators, from an electricity point of view, at least we're not subjected to load shedding, you know, so that is a positive. But yes, there's still a lot to be done on the ground in terms of fixing the infrastructure and also electricity reforms on a national level. But the country was removed from the grey listing. We've been upgraded by Standard and Poor, you know, so those kind of indicators are becoming more positive. Yeah. And then also, if you look at the citrus industry, last year they grew by 22%, and they're expecting a very strong year again this year.
We are citrus country.
Citrus, yeah.
Yes, you know, and then also when you look at the ports, there have been improvements, you know, so there's green shoots emerging. And also if you take Volkswagen, they've invested 4 billion rand in their manufacturing operations, and that's for the production of their compact SUV, and that's on track. And then you've also got Shatterproof that has made investment, VSL Manufacturing. Absa's opened its new regional headquarters. You were there, Lee.
Yeah.
And they were telling me it's the most modern in the country. And then Capital Hotel is undertaking a 500 million rand investment. So, you know, there are positive things happening. We're working with 20 potential investors as the chamber, you know. So there are people that I actually spoke to somebody yesterday, and they were talking about how much potential there actually is in the city for investment. You
100%. So there is confidence within the business sector at the moment, and the Boardwalk as well announcing yesterday a 60 million rand expansion of the already existing shopping mall, which of course is very positive for the city. You mentioned VW. Let's address the elephants in the room here, because there has been talk and a lot of news articles, whether it was taken out of context or not. Maybe we can get a little clarity on this. But threats from VW to close the factory in Kuricha, Uitenhage?
Look, I think that's been taken out of context.
Yeah.
And it's really more around automotive policy, where we need a speed in terms of the automotive policy changes. The industry has been pushing for that for years. We need clarity. We also need greater protection for CKD, completely knockdown manufacturers, versus your semi-knockdown. There needs to be more focus on localization, on driving exports. But all of that, if we don't move fast enough, the local market's going to be eroded by the cheap imports that come in. And the challenge you sit with is countries like China have excess output, they have a cheap electricity, and they're heavily subsidized by their governments, you know. So we're not competing on an even field. So we need the competitiveness and the environment to be more enabling for local manufacturers to succeed. But a lot of it goes down to policy changes, even like ad valorem taxes, which need to be lowered to help the local manufacturers who are selling entry-level vehicles, for example, in the market, to be more competitive. You know, but I think it's also important when you look at a manufacturer like a Volkswagen, for every if you look at the number of jobs that they create,
numbers,
you know, in the supply chain, not just that they directly employ,
the ripple effect.
And then when you compare that to an importer only, there isn't much benefit to the economy. And when you look at a city like Nelson Mandela Bay, we are anchored by the automotive industry.
Yeah.
So it's important that we support the industry and it gets nurtured and it grows.
Remember, you know, we were called at one point the Detroit of South Africa.
That's right. Yeah.
And we don't want that. Let's wrap it up with opportunities. Let's end it off on a high note here, Denise. Where do you see the opportunities right now in Nelson Mandela Bay?
Yeah, so there is lots of opportunity. And one of the low-hanging fruit areas is tourism.
Mm-hmm.
So that's something we want to get involved in. But obviously, we need safety and security and cleanliness as the basics. But that's something we believe that can be unlocked. And then Africa, you've got the African Continental Free Trade Agreement. Other Africa countries have surpassed us in many ways, so we need to play catch-up. So that's an area where we'd like to get more involved and collaborating with other countries in terms of trade. We also signing international MOUs with international chambers. There's 12.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so there's a couple that we're working with, and we're looking at on the ground opportunities between those countries and the Bay of Opportunity. We're also rolling out a Made in the Bay campaign this year to support local. So it's from your small local businesses right through to purchasing VW Polo and other items. And then we're also pushing to unblock development red tape, because I've spoken to a number of investors in the city. They're ready to invest, but then you have all these blockages around various issues. So we need to get that unlocked. And then we're also working on the reinvention of the local economy, because we need to diversify our manufacturing. And there's a lot of opportunity where we could do niche manufacturing on a global basis. The hydrogen economy, for example, has huge opportunities, wind turbine manufacturing and so on. So those are the areas that we're going to be focused on.
Denise, always bring in the positive vibes.
A busy year for you ahead, Denise.
Very busy.
2020 fix.
2020 fix. But it's good to hear the positive and the green roots that we've been discussing. And I think we'll let you go, because you've got a lot of work to do. And we'll catch up possibly in a couple of weeks' time to find out where we are at the moment. But thank you, Denise, from the Nelson Mandela Bay Business Chamber on Algoa FM Breakfast this morning. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.